This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio college students just finished a spring semester that was disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. In early March, schools stopped in-person classes and switched to remote learning, upending campus life. A Kent State University journalism class spent the week after spring break recording diaries about their experience. Garrett Nalen stayed in Kent and reflected on what it was like to live on a deserted campus.
It's crazy to see how one day can be completely normal and then the next day everything be turned upside down. I didn't realize that my favorite things to do were to go shake hands and go eat at restaurants. Things are weird around here. Kent is a ghost town. It's just my roommate and I in our small two-bedroom apartment. I can't really go home because I'm a person with a prior health condition, and it would probably be smarter for me to stay and be around less people. It took a long time for everything to really set in. Rylan, who's also in this class, came over the day that classes were canceled, and we were just hanging out, and it got to be kind of late at night, and we figured, we're hungry, we might as well go get food. So we drove to the 24-hour Walmart and quickly found out that it was closed. It's a pretty foggy night, and then both of us were just kind of looking at each other and realizing how creepy the atmosphere was. And just driving around, no cars out on the street, everyone really freaking out. It was that kind of made it sink in that stuff wasn't right. The other thing that really had it hit home was I went doomsday shopping a few days in a row. Just the sheer amount of hundreds of people just in and out of the stores, shelves completely barren, and they couldn't keep up stocking the shelves. I spent the day doing my online classes, which that's going. All of my classes are stressing me out now. Before it was just one or two, but now it's all of them. Luckily for me, it's basically a lot of video editing, which is fine because I'm good at that. And I do it a lot in my free time anyway. I am starting to get a little bit worried about classes because every day I wake up to long emails and it's basically like reading a novel every day. And it's kind of hard to remember what's due and what's not, because even with a lot of my classes, it's still not clear what is due or is going to be due. It's weird. It just doesn't feel right. But other than that, right before everything happened, my a cappella group, we recorded our very first album. I'm just now starting to get all the rough mixes of our songs and stuff, and that's really cool because I'm the one that set up the recording session, and I'm the one that's in contact with the person, so it's me and the little exec board of the a cappella group going back and forth. We're listening to everything, and it's crazy what some good mics and a bit of listening to each other with headphones and stuff can do. The majority of my time now is kind of learning to cope and just deal with the fact that I'm only awake for 3 to 4 hours a day. And I'm becoming really, really good at it, and it's pretty nice, not gonna lie. If happy is time of the year, all of a sudden all the millennials are like sharing their birthdays and stuff on Instagram, and it really got me thinking. My birthday's coming up on the 21st, and it's supposed to be my golden birthday. I'm supposed to be 21 on the 21st, and that's ruined. I just want to go out to a bar. It's been a cruel year to wait until you're 21 to go out to bars and hang out with your friends and stuff, just for the world to just give you a big middle finger and tell you to try again later. I feel like this has not been the worst thing in the world. A lot of my friends have been talking about how this has been the worst experience in the world, and they miss everyone, and they can't stand being cooped up for a really long time, whereas I am very introverted by nature. And because of that, I require more alone time and smaller groups of people. So that being said, this whole quarantine thing has been relatively okay. I feel like a lot of my friends are starting to lose their mind, and because most of the people I know are pretty extroverted, whereas I would be doing this normally. This whole staying inside and not talking to people face to face, this is a dream come true. I am not a big fan of crowds as is. With everyone being all like freaking out and stuff, they're like, how are you staying sane? And I'm like, well, I was never sane to begin with, but this would just be another day for me. Kinda. If it stayed like this, where people were not always in my personal space whenever I went out to like a store or something like that, I'd be totally fine with that if people stayed 6 feet away from me at all time. The other thing about this is everyone's been talking about how they've been alone with their thoughts for way, way, way too long. I feel like this time alone is really forcing yourself to work on yourself. There are so many things in our day-to-day lives that we just push down for so, so, so long, and then it just kind of never gets resolved because we're so busy all the time. Who really has the time normally to sit down and just reflect on what's been going on in their lives? And I think now is the perfect time to do that. So I've been doing a lot of that. And I feel like there should be, at least by the end of this, some significant growth, because we still got, oh God, how many days left? I think we should be focusing on the positives and focusing on our friends or family if we're quarantined with them, and really using this time as just rest and relaxation, because what really is there else to do other than take a really long vacation? I'm viewing this as a really long vacation, and yeah, it may not be under the best of circumstances, but gotta find fun where there can be fun. Otherwise, what else is there to do other than just sit there and twiddle your thumbs? Get busy. And then maybe we won't remember Coronageddon 2020 as such a bad thing. And just like everyone else, I'm trying to make the best out of a bad situation.
That's Kent State University journalism student Garrett Nalen. You can find more student diaries at wksu.org/coronavirus.